The attorneys for Richard Allen have received approval from the Indiana Supreme Court to present arguments on why they believe their client is innocent of murder in the deaths of Delphi teenagers Abby Williams and Libby German in February 2017. Allen's counsel submitted a 113-page appellant brief last December, but they will have just 30 minutes to present the reasons they believe that the conviction should be overturned. The date for the oral argument before the state's highest court will be September the 21st. Prosecutors will have the same amount of time to argue why the conviction should stand. Defense will allege three things: that the state's search of Allen's home was unconstitutional, confession made by Allen was made while he was in a quote-unquote gravely disabled state, and that Allen was not given an opportunity to present another murder theory. Allen was sentenced to 130 years for the murders. The City of Rensselaer, as well as the Prairie Arts Council, will be celebrating the Wren Art Walk this summer as the 10th anniversary of when the first murals were created locally. Mayor Jeff Phillips had these comments and said several mayors in Indiana will be visiting this summer to take note of what has been created locally and to visit with various muralists.
Prairie Arts Council people are celebrating the 10-year anniversary on June 27th in Filson Park. I believe they're going to have a band there. The artists who are coming in to Rensselaer from all over the world, not just all over our country, but all over the world, to come into Rensselaer and continue some of the art murals that were established some time ago. We're going down to the Brickyard Breakfast for Mayors this Saturday. I already have other mayors from Indiana asking if they can come up on the 27th just to meet some of the artists.
Crawfordsville police were investigating a bomb threat called in to a CVS in that city around 2:30 Thursday morning, and the caller demanded money and threatened to detonate the device if not contacted. Authorities did not release additional information as the method of contact was not given. Law enforcement was able to secure the area, and the Tippecanoe Bomb Squad was called to search the business, but nothing was located. Employees were able to return to the store, and it reopened. And those who will be traveling through downtown Rensselaer late Saturday afternoon will likely see increased traffic as a community rally about suicide awareness and fighting against bullying will be held on the courthouse lawn from 4 until 6 p.m. Stay safe and well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.